penduduk Yerusalem, mengangkat Ahazia, anak bungsu Yoram, menjadi raja menggantikan dia. Karena semua anaknya yang lebih tua telah dibunuh oleh gerombolan yang datang bersama dengan orang-orang Arab ke perkemahan.
Demikianlah Ahazia, anak Yoram, raja Yehuda, menjadi raja.
Chapter 22. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah his youngest son king in his stead, for the band of men that came with the Arabians to the camp had slain all the eldest. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned.
Ahaziah berumur 42 tahun saat dia menjadi raja.
Dia memerintah di Yerusalem selama 1 tahun.
Nama ibunya adalah Ataliah, cucu Omri.
42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri.
Ia juga hidup menurut jejak keluarga Ahab, karena ibunya menjadi penasihatnya untuk melakukan kejahatan.
He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly.
Ia melakukan apa yang jahat di mata Tuhan seperti keluarga Ahab, sebab sesudah kematian, ayahnya mereka menjadi penasihat-penasihatnya kepada kehancurannya.
Therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction.
Ia juga mengikuti nasihat mereka dan pergi bersama Yoram, anak Ahab, raja Israel, untuk berperang melawan Hazael, raja Aram, di Ramot Gilead. Namun, orang-orang Aram melukai orang.
He walked also after their counsel and went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians smote Joram.
Joram kembali ke Israel untuk diobati karena luka-luka yang dia peroleh di Ramah saat berperang melawan Hazael, raja Aram. Ahazia, anak Yoram, raja Yehuda, pergi menjenguk Yoram, anak Ahab, di Israel, karena dia sakit. Allah.
And he returned to be healed in Jezreel because of the wounds which were given him at Ramah, when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Azariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, at Jezreel because he was sick.
Allah menentukan ajal Ahazia saat Ahazia pergi menemui Yoram.
Ketika dia datang, dia pergi bersama Yoram untuk mendatangi Yehu, anak Nimsi, yang telah diurapi Tuhan untuk melenyapkan keluarga Ahab.
And the destruction of Ahaziah was of God by coming to Joram, for when he was come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab.
Ketika Yehu menjalankan penghukuman atas keluarga Ahab, dia menjumpai pembesar-pembesar, Yehuda, dan anak-anak dari saudara-saudara Ahazia yang melayani Ahazia dan membunuh mereka.
It came to pass that when Jehu was executing judgment upon the house of Ahab, and found the princes of Judah and the sons of the brethren of Ahaziah that ministered to Ahaziah, he slew them.
Kemudian, dia mencari Ahazia. Ahazia tertangkap ketika dia bersembunyi di Samaria.
Dia dibawa kepada Yehu, lalu dibunuh dan dikuburkan.
Sebab orang berkata, dia cucu Yosasar yang mencari Tuhan dengan segenap hatinya.
Tidak ada orang lagi dari keluarga Ahazia yang mampu memerintah kerajaan itu.
He sought Ahaziah, and they caught him, for he was hid in Samaria, and brought him to Jehu. And when they had slain him, they buried him, because, said they, he is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah had no power to keep still the kingdom.
Ketika Ataliah, ibu Ahazia, melihat bahwa anaknya sudah mati, dia bangkit dan membinasakan semua keturunan raja dari kaum Yehuda.
But when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah.
Namun, Yosabat, anak perempuan raja, mengambil Yoas, anak Ahazia, dan membawanya pergi dari antara anak-anak raja yang akan dibunuh itu,
dia memasukkan Yoas bersama pengasuhnya ke dalam kamar tidur.
Karena Yosabat, anak perempuan Yoram, dan istri Imam Yoyada, adalah saudara perempuan Ahasia, dia menyembunyikan Yoas dari Atalia, supaya dia tidak membunuhnya.
Jehoshabeath, the daughter of the king, took Joash the son of Ahaziah and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain, and put him and his nurse in a bedchamber. So Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah, so that she slew him not.
Selama 6 tahun, Yoas bersembunyi dengan mereka di bait Allah, sementara Athaliah memerintah negeri itu.
And he was with them hid in the house of God 6 years, and Athaliah reigned over the land.